Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord my God, I admire and I adore your holiness. I also thank you for your gracious spirit in me. Almighty God, I admire and I adore your holiness. And I thank you for your gracious spirit dwelling in me. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my heavenly Father, please preserve and strengthen my life in your mercy. Please grant me escapes from death. In the name of Jesus Christ. Gracious God, my heavenly Father, please preserve and strengthen my life. In your mercy, grant me escapes from death. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 90, verse 12. Psalm 90, verse 12. I read from Holman's Christian Standard Bible, HCSB. I read, teach us to number our days carefully so that we may develop wisdom in our hearts. Full stop. Praise God. Every person living on this earth has a certain number of days or weeks or months or years allocated to him or her. And it is known only to the all-knowing God who allocated it. Those who are wise will therefore live in close and constant communion with the Creator. They will let him teach them how to live to please him well here in this earthly existence. And trust him, the Holy God is faithful to teach everyone who seeks him that their days are numbered, that is, limited, brief on this earth. No one will live on this earth forever. This knowledge will impart humility and sobriety to everyone. Everyone will know that each birthday anniversary therefore means that they are traveling farther and farther away from the day they were born, and moving closer and closer to the day they will die. Every birthday, therefore, actually means that death day is nearer. This realization will teach us to live for God and not for ourselves. In living for God, we will pack as much good as we can into each day as it passes. That is what a wise heart, a heart of wisdom, will do, ensuring that every day is well invested in anticipation of the dividends in eternity. This is the life of a Christian pilgrim, the only life that is worth living, a meaningful and purposeful life. May God help us to live well as pilgrims. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. Those who believe, those who are your children, those who walk with you are called to live as pilgrims on this earth. People are passing through this earth to somewhere. May the somewhere be glorious for us. May we be wise to live well. May we cultivate the pilgrim mentality. May we live, O Lord, as your children, living in total godliness day by day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.